Record. Okay, we are currently recording. So we'll get an idea for the sound quality going forward. And I think it's got both of our faces in it. I'm thinking. I have light. So let's see how it looks. Let's go off. I'm in black darkness, right? It's like, damn, scary, right?
Yeah, like, whoa, just on. Like full on, like flashlight underneath your face. Remember?
All of a sudden, you got like, you got purple light, you got red for when you get into like
deep. Attacking us.
What can I say? Let's go with magic for it. This is crazy RGB mud. I just want to see like how the audio and video quality will be going forward. So what I was thinking is we can do it over the summer. It'll take us, I don't know how many episodes to get through the whole alphabet. If you're willing to want to go through the whole alphabet, which will be like a lot of, that's 26. It's 26 episodes.
I was like 24. I'm such a dumbass.
So we could do like, we could do it weekly, like every whatever day of the week works best for you, like a nighttime, and you just hop on, start recording, and just go with the flow, essentially. And then
I have no job, so I am free.
Wow, look at that. I'm doing online school, I'm running a business, and I'm working part time. So this summer is gonna be insane for me. I've never done this much in one summer ever.
Really?
I loafed it all summer last year.
Damn. I usually just purposely get into a super toxic relationship for character development.
Good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just for some character development, you know. When you're feeling exactly. Like something's wrong, when you feel like something's missing, it's because you need some character development. It's
quite literally.
It's no other good reason. Okay, for episode one, we are interviewing my cat. So, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to introduce you to our friend Mantu the cat. Mantu, say hi.
Wow. Is that a meow for us, baby?
Can you say something? Why are you like this? I did not raise you to be like this.
It was that just
they have like extra skin around the back of their neck when they're kittens. That's how their mom picks them up. Like like biting them by the skin and like lifting them up. So if you ever want to get their attention, if you ever want to get a kitten's attention, you just grab them like this. And then just be like, okay.
Did you see that thing where if you wet a toothbrush and you pet him with it,
I'm gonna do that tonight. I've been waiting to find a toothbrush to do that with, but
just use your own.
Can you not destroy everything on my desk? That would be much appreciated. Thank you very much. So, first question of the day is:
is that a cat?
Yes. Is that a cat?
Yes.
What do cats do?
Exist.
Do they meow?
Clearly not this one. Clearly this one just
this one only meows when I leave the room.
Hey, at least she, you know, she respects space. She knows you're recording right now. He knows where you're recording right
now. You just misgendered my cat.
God damn.
God damn it.
Send me to hell right now. I'll fucking go with Lil Nas.
Speaking of, have you heard about the controversy after everything? He got everything pulled off of Apple Music, off of Spotify.
It's still on Spotify. I still have it on my playlist.
Now it is. I think they had to get it brought back on. But for like a short period of time, they pulled it off of Spotify and Apple Music. And some people say it's because of the meaning behind the song and whatever, and the message. But I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think because there's worse songs on Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah.
Like, I very highly doubt, like people lobbied to get, like, Lil Nas's song off, but, like, then you have shit like Donald Trump support music on there, but you, like...
Yeah, it just, like, I feel like people are so angry about it purely out of homophobia. Like, the entire message of the song, if you, like, actually, like, got it, was like, hey, I don't care if I'm gay and you think I'm going to hell. I'll go to fucking hell if that means I get to be who I am.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
It's like, that's such a beautiful mentality to have. Just kind of like a, you know, fuck it.
And it was a piece of art. It really was, like, the video, and like, he put so much into it. And I think people got triggered from the Nike shoe controversy. That one is
that was fucking sick. That was so cool.
I think it was kind of crazy that he decided, like, I think I was really sick of him. Personally, I couldn't bear wearing shoes that had blood in them. It freaked me out because I'm just a weirdo.
If you're dating someone, would you ever, like, give them a necklace of your blood? Because I think a celebrity...
No, weird. That is weird shit.
I would, make my boyfriend, like, wear a necklace of my blood. Like, hey, asshole.
I feel like that's culty to me. Like, that's some vampire culty shit.
Yeah, like, they should worship me.
I'm like, that's one step close towards paganism.
Good. I am God. They should treat me like it.
I mean, yeah. Get in a relationship where they treat you like God.
Exactly. If a man doesn't treat you like a god, he's not it.
Exactly. What do you think, Mentu?
Yo, what if for episode A we talk about aliens?
Like, we just love it. Love it, yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Episode
one. Okay. Episode A, aliens. Okay. For obviously first question. Do you believe aliens exist?
I 100% believe aliens exist. Do you believe aliens exist?
Yes. 100%. Actually, my perspective is because I'm personally, like, religious, right? From a religious perspective, aliens have to exist. And from a Muslim perspective, aliens have to exist.
My dad is, like, calling me 1 second.
Yeah, good.
Dad, I'm, like, recording something. Just... He's not paying attention.
No, he's gone. Okay.
How's your family doing, by the way?
Like, is he gonna come in?
How's your fam doing, by the way, with the Rona?
We're all recovered. My mom's still having, like, really bad symptoms, and it's been almost a month, so
damn.
Doctor was saying to, like, go to the ER, just get some scans done, whatever. But everyone else is fine. Apparently we had the variant from either South Africa or Brazil.
Have they confirmed that with an antibody test?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of recording something.
Yeah, so that's, they told us, they called us and let us know that it was either the variant from South Africa or Brazil because of the antibodies. Apparently, that was the more dangerous one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard that, like, I thought the variants were, like, they affect you faster.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I got it, symptoms were just, like, full blown, and I was like, what's happening to me? I was, like, working out yesterday.
And, like, you guys got a contact trace, so you know where you got it from, or was it, like, kind of random?
We knew where we got it from. My older cousin, he had it,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know, and then Amarpal, my brother, went to my cousin's house to watch UFC. This was before the stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
And the next day my cousin was like, oh fuck, I found out I have Rona, you have it too, you know? And then we all got infected like that.
Yeah, it's crazy how it just takes, like, one person, boom, whole family. Yeah, I've been really lucky. We've had a couple scares, even, like, I've had a couple scares being in res. I've came into a lot of, like, encountered cases where, like, I came in contact with someone who came in contact with someone who tested positive. Ow, my cat just bit my toe.
Welcome buddy. To that. You might have a foot fetish.
He does. He licks my toes. He's so weird. Makes it worse because he's a boy. But, yeah, like, the I've had a couple close encounters. I've been tested twice so far. Hated it both times. The first time, the lady literally, like, destroyed my nose. Like, she went up there really well.
Was like,
she really was like, fuck your nose, and then was like, fuck your other nostril, and then my nose started bleeding as I walked back home.
So, like, anal without loop. Like, just
it, essentially, yeah. Like, she really, really, like, raw dogged my nose. How many times have you been tested?
I got it done. I didn't even know. I didn't even think she went up that far. Because when she did it, I was like, why do I not feel anything?
you got a good nurse. She just was like gentle with it and whatever. Nah, my chick was like, you have a not. And she knew I had a nostril piercing. Like, she could see it. It's very obvious. She goes in the same nostril that I have the piercing in. Gets stuck. Has to push up higher. Gets out and was like, oh, this one's not good enough. You're going to go in the other one. And I'm like, what do you mean not good enough?
Like, no shit. It's going to get stuck on the... Oh my God, that's so stupid.
Yeah, like, I feel like as a nursing student, you know not to make that choice.
Yeah.
Just like,
Not even just as a nursing student. Like,
anyone with, like two brain cells. Yeah, yeah, common sense.
Which,
like,
if you're... sadly, isn't most nurses, but...
Yeah, and like that's another thing I was just so surprised about. Can we do episode for if we get to episode N on nursing? Because
let's talk about the medical field in general.
Yeah.
So M.
Okay.
We can do N and M together.
Yeah. So the M could be like the medical world, and then N can be like nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a combo episode since they basically bang off of each other.
Yeah. Which, okay, the whole stereotype about nurses being bitches in high school is not wrong at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people who, in high school, who were, like, absolute twats, and then they graduated, and they're like, I'm gonna go into nursing.
Which, okay, nursing was my backup. My original plan was to go into paramedic, but it's harder to get into paramedic than it is to get into nursing. Like, mm-hmm. I had, I think, an 87 average in high school. And I needed a 90 average to get in, but obviously you need like a 70 average to get into nursing school. So mm-hmm. I like, no question to ask, I was accepted. And I was kind of just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Paramedics. Like, I got a friend who really wanted to go into it. And his thing was at like, he had the grades and everything, but because he had a knee injury when he was younger, they wouldn't accept him because like you have to be really physically fit to be a paramedic.
Oh, that actually happened to me too. I got into one school in Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a two-part process. You have the grade-wise, and then I got accepted in the first round. So I made it to the second round. And because of I was straight out of high school and didn't have enough real-life experience, I wasn't allowed in the program.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I guess, like, with being a paramedic, like, you have to know your medical stuff, but then you have to be, you're also, like, a first responder, so you gotta be fast, quick on your feet, you gotta be able to run, pick up heavy shit, like, pick up people, yeah, jeez, shorty's ripped, could not be me, I'm gonna just quickly change the lights because I think this just looks a.
But like, it's so fucked with nursing.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, with paramedic, I need to get in. I'm hopefully gonna work as an emergency nurse, like as soon as I graduate, which is next year, April.
Wow, we're done congrats.
Nursing school.
Nice.
And once I pass my NCLEX, and I'm hoping to, like, I know I can start off with COVID. There's a lot of stuff people being hired just. As travel nurses for COVID, but if I don't get accepted into paramedic school as a emergency nurse, then I don't know what the fuck to do at that point.
Honestly, the world is your oyster. And the older I get, the more I realize that like, okay. There's so many options and like, you could change your path at any point in your life. Like, you're not restricted or bound by anything. Like,
yeah, the only thing we're really restricted by is, like, putting food on the table, you know?
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
That's, like, the one
thing. Financial burden is the biggest issue, yeah. And that's why, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, a lot of people who, like, in university and high school, in our age, in our 20s, like, we're not able to, like, focus on what we want to actually truly do because there's such a big financial burden on us. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, people like us who are, like, first generation, like, kids who are, like, raised in a middle to low income household, and like the pressure on, like, you can't financially, you have no financial backup plan, like, it's you, and they've put all their trust and, like, energy in making sure that you get a good job to help pay the family, you know.
I was fortunate enough to have, like, a mom who grew up here, so, like, she was a little more well off.
Mm-hmm.
Like her older siblings were, because her older siblings were already, like, in their, like, mid to late 20s. But since she's the second youngest of six, by the time they came here, she was still in high school. So she still had that advantage, because she still has a Canadian high school diploma. So, you know, she was able to get better jobs because of it. And so I do have that sense of privilege in that sense. But even then, like, the burden to know that you don't have to... Because I feel like it's, for them, it's kind of like the, I don't want my kids to have to work as hard as I do.
I did. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And because my dad is, like, my entire childhood was, like, working two jobs, like, mm-hmm.
yeah.
no breaks. My mom was always, like, working various jobs. Like, you never really get to see your parents. And I think for us, it's like a, you know, I want you to be happy. I want you to go into something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want you to have to work as hard as we did.
Exactly, yeah. And, like, I don't think they realize... I mean, like, I don't think that the level of hard work that they put in, it's not like going to school makes it easier to get... Like, I'm trying to say, like, basically school, going through university and going through school is just about the same intensity for most people as having to grind your way up to through life.
Oh, especially nowadays, like, shit. One, like, tuition is insane, so you gotta work your ass off to make sure you're paying tuition. You're gonna be, like, drowning in debt at some point. And then, what, like, schoolwork, like, all these universities care about money and reputation. Mm-hmm. And they need their students to reflect their reputation, so they're just, like, fucking everyone in the ass with so much work. And kids are killing themselves, like, at U of T.
Yeah, the U of T suicide rates, like, it's, like, and, like, dude, like, the amount of pressure, like, you have to, like, maintain the right... We have an interruption, sorry. What?
Wait. Oh, no, kitten on the loose. What? I'm on the phone, kid. Go to bed. You go to bed, okay? Connect. I have my door locked.
He's so big. I remember his ultrasound.
He's such a little twat.
But for the future episodes, I will have my door locked. There'll be, like, a red thingy on it, so you'll know we're recording when the red thing is on. And what?
Where's Daddy? Oh, the kitten out again. Daddy, I don't know. I think he went to go pick up groceries. Coming back, okay? God damn it.
Do you have a lock on your door?
I don't. I have an external lock. Let me see where it is. Somewhere here. Yeah, I have, like, an external lock that I put on during the day or during the nighttime, because, like, I have literally zero to nothing when it comes to privacy in this household.
You love being the older sister.
Mike came undone.
Testing. Hello. Yeah, where was I? Okay. In terms of time for this, how long do you shut up, Siri? How long do you feel like the podcast should be. So we have like two kind of options. We can just raw record and upload, so whatever time frame we choose, or we can record for until the conversation kind of comes to a conclusion, and then I can go in and edit it and then post it to like cut out the boring chunks of time where like kind of just like whatever, or like parts where like there's just like awkward pauses and stuff. Or do you want to keep it kind of natural?
Okay, I think we should try to aim for 30 minutes airtime, which is going to mean that we're going to be recording like conversation wise for about like an hour and including cuts, right? Stuff that we maybe don't want to put out on the internet. We would cut out. So I think we should aim for 30 minutes, especially since we're still like a new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe let the conversation go naturally, but don't let it go too long.
Okay. We'll keep eye on time, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Eye on time. So, of course, you already said, like, the ABC format. For episode zero, which would be, like, the first episode, I was thinking of just doing an introductory episode that, like, it doesn't start with A. It's just us talking about, I guess, like, our history, like, how we've known each other for so long, how this idea came, just kind of explaining the podcast and how it works and stuff.
Crazy, we've known each other for like 15 years.
Insane, right? I swear, am I wrong? Do we know each other? Have we known each other before we started kindergarten? Because I can't remember before kindergarten at all. But I swear we have photos of us.
I think we did. I feel like there's memories of us. I have memories of us saying we met before kindergarten.
Yeah. Cause when I think like I can remember specific memories of you coming over and we were like playing with dolls and stuff, and I was like, I don't remember playing with dolls in kindergarten. I remember playing with dolls before kindergarten. Like I remember when you're a little, very very little. I have very little memory of like kindergarten. I think we played a lot more outdoors and stuff because we're relatively older. But. I definitely think we met before kindergarten. It's just very hard for me to remember before.
Wait, so then we've known each other for more than 15 years.
Yeah, definitely more than 15 years in that case.
16, 17 then.
Yeah, yeah. It's insane. It's insane. Have you been to you said you went actually not that long ago. You went to the Old Hood?
I did, like, last week because, like, the Starbucks near me was closed. So I went to the Starbucks in our old area because it was like,
that's like right by my current house now. So
really,
yeah,
the one near the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. I live now by Argentia, like the train tracks. Do you know the train tracks are?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like right, like the first street before the train tracks. If you turn left, it's Cactus Gate, and then like I have the main house on the street. So if you ever come by in the area again to pick up Starbucks or something, just let me know, and you can come
honestly,
by.
Honestly, yeah. If you, oh wait, no, stay at home order.
Yeah, it's okay. It's almost gone. I hate the fuck you, Doug Ford, for making the stay at home order extend to literally one day after my birthday.
Oh my god, I canceled like 3 dates.
He canceled everything that I had planned for coming home. And the worst part is, like, he canceled my birthday and Eid, the two best celebrations that exist in May for me. Okay, those are the two things I was looking forward to this month, and I can't enjoy either one of them.
I mean, your birthday was on, I'm looking at my calendar up here, by the way. Your birthday was on a Wednesday anyway, so, like, you weren't really going to celebrate till Friday,
right? Yeah, but, like, I wanted to be able to go out for my birthday and anything, like, at least go out for dinner, which is going to be impossible now. Best option is takeout, and I don't really, like, I'm tired of takeout at this point. I want to sit in a restaurant. I want to be served. I want to go to, like, Port Credit or something.
That's legit what I did for my 20th, because there was a second stay-at-home order on my 20th, and so I literally got super dressed up, got takeout from August Day, got sushi, came home, zoomed my two closest friends, and we just had sushi and wine over Zoom while I'm sitting here super dressed up.
I love that. Yeah, my birthday's going to be on Zoom again this year. Mine was on Zoom last year, too. And I had, like, my friends like delivered me food from Uber Eats. Like they live in like Niagara Falls area. I have some friends from uni that live in Niagara Falls, and they're like, we can't get you anything. So they got me Popeyes Uber Eats to my door with like a little cheesecake, and then like I had it like I blew it out on Kazoo, and it was really, really sad. And it was my champagne birthday too.
Oh yeah, 19.
And my legal birthday was the one birthday I was looking forward to my entire like 19 years of existence. I was like so excited for my 19th birthday, but
I mean, whatever. We've all been underage drinking for years. So
I didn't actually. I've never
really?
No, I'd never underage drank. I've only like ever, yeah. I lived the clean life for a very long time.
Yeah. Maybe just because I was like the youngest in my family, so like I just had like 20.
Fair enough. You had access to it. There's nothing in our house. It's dry here, so
my parents don't drink either. I mean, like my mom's very religious, so she's very like anti-drinking.
Yeah.
And as soon as my brother turned like 20, not even 19, he waited a year to start bringing alcohol into the house. As soon as you turn 20, he now has like a well over $2,000 whiskey collection.
Oh my God.
He's going to be 24 by the end of the year and literally has like a $2,000 whiskey collection.
I don't understand the obsession with whiskey. I don't get it.
It's just this very, it's about like refined taste. Like you need to really know your stuff. He'll have a glass of whiskey, sniff it, and be like, okay,
you can like
really
a connoisseur.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. I bought him the special whiskey tasting glass for one of his birthdays.
That's another thing, like the glasses and like the rock and the ice and like there's so much to it. And I was like shocked. I'm like, damn, all this for some shit that is actually poison.
Quite literally. But like, I've had some crazy whiskeys because of him. And you can, when you actually hear him talk about it, it's like, it's almost inspiring. It's almost like,
he pulls out like a lemon peel or something and like it, like twisty and like dip it in. I've seen like those bartender videos where they like make
for like old fashioned and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No, he just has it straight and he really sits there and is like, okay, you can really taste the oak barrel. Like you can taste how long it's been aged for. Like you can give him a glass of whiskey and ask him what barrel was this aged in and he'll pick it up.
That's insane. Dude, yeah. He's like, yo, try this. He's like, what the fuck is this? He's like, taste the barrel.
No, quite literally, like,
you gotta taste the barrel, bro.
Oh, like, age 35 years. Like, straight up,
bro, like, this barrel 32. And the guy's like, what is 32? He's like, 32 years, trust me, try this shit.
God, I can't imagine how big that collection is gonna get like into his 30s.
And like as it ages, it gets more like fancy or whatever, right? So I don't know. That's actually an asset now at this point.
Yeah, it is. Like
it's appreciating too.
It's gaining more. It's
like it's literally an appreciating asset of alcohol. That's a triple A.
Honestly, he's doing great in life. just
what is he doing, by the way? Did he do school or anything?
He did do school. He's not really, like, passionate about his field anymore. Like, I think he's just in this place where he's trying to figure shit out again.
Well, what did he do, if you don't mind me asking?
Automotive. I don't know, something with automotive, but it was more specific to the engines. Okay. And, like, understanding and, like, fixing the engine. So, like, cool. He had to know a lot about, like, physics and all that kind of stuff.
It was
to, like,
engineering or something, yeah.
Yeah. So he did that, but like, what he's expecting is, you know, like a high paying job right off the gate.
But it's kind of hard in like that field. Yeah. To get.
Yeah. And also for him to even get that job that he wants, like the specialist for engines, even that's going to take a couple years. And I think he's just hoping to immediately go into his bar. And I think it's just kind of like messing with him a little that he doesn't get it as soon as he wants it. So.
Yeah, well, he's still young, got plenty of time to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. 23. He's still 23. Super.
That's really funny because, you know, my cousin Matthew, they're friends, right? Matt went, he was a mechanic for quite a bit of time. And he went to uni and he did, He did something with business, but basically like marketing, like meet social media marketing and stuff like that. So now he works for Intuit now. He went from a dude who's like always in the garage working on cars, and now he's just wearing a suit, and I like kind of like laugh. I'm like, what are you doing? Look in a suit. You look weird in the suit. You fucking
sell out.
You sell out. You work for big tech. money hungry.
You money hungry asshole.
You corporate little shit.
Cobain would hate you.
Yeah, like his buddies probably in the shop probably, like, if they saw him pull up in a suit and like in a fancy car, they just like laugh at his ass.
Jesus. Honestly, that actually sounds pretty funny. Like, yeah. your friend from the shop is just like a corporate little corporate twat. But yeah, I don't know. What about, like, his brain is just amazing things in terms of engineering. Like, he sits in the garage and will figure out all of these different types of solutions to like a random shit, and like he like engineers shit just for the hell of it. It's like he has this crazy mind, and he just figures how to make anything work just like that. And it's like, go into your fucking field, you'd be a fucking boss at it. Like, so good at it. Like, you got, my parents should be so proud. They got one kid who's great at bio and chem, and the other who's good at physics. Like, they're just like, yeah. Science team right here.
Tag team. That's amazing. Yeah, I can't do chem or bio. I did the physics route, because for me it's just numbers. You plug it into a calculator and it prints out something. Chem and bio, you really have to like put in the effort to like understand and learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My dad is saying hi.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You're a big girl now.
Yeah, 20 years old.
Oh my God, 20?
Yeah.
I think you still are like that little girl.
No, that's, she's long gone.
She's long gone. How's your brother, your mom and dad?
They're all doing well. They're all doing good.
Good. So what are you studying?
I'm in nursing right now.
Wow, you're high demand with the COVID-19 now.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs open.
Yeah.
He's got to finish good. That and hop into
work. Actually, I was asking Besh that other day about you. I said, do you still talking to Dominic? And she says, yeah.
Yeah, we're working on a podcast together.
Oh God.
Like a radio show.
Oh God.
So we're gonna do that weekly.
Afghani and Indian, be careful, some Pakistani find out, they're gonna blow up.
Okay, that's not airing.
Yeah, that's what we got. Cut that part out.
Cut the cameras, dead ass. Oh God. Okay. So we'll do episode 0, I guess, a week from now. So we can do on the Tuesday or the Monday, whatever works for you, because the Wednesday and Thursday is Eid, so I'll probably be booked up with what? Oh, she's frozen. I can't see you.